Thinking about curbing government debt and fixing the country at the same time. I'm David Brancaccio. Over the weekend, President Biden did sign into law the bipartisan deal to allow the government to remove the cap on borrowing and to pay what it owes, averting default. As we move forward from the cliff's edge now, let's take a wider angle view on the persistent challenge of debt in a country with widening economic inequality. Ray Dalio is a billionaire investor and founder of the world's largest hedge fund, Bridgewater Associates. He's written extensively on cycles of debt. He doesn't ever want to live through another debt ceiling cliffhanger, but to get there, he says we need a stronger middle in America. Ray, good to connect again.
Good to be here.
Quick tutorial. Government finances are like our household budgets, right? You use income, what you earn, and borrowing to pay expenses, pay back loans, but with one big difference, right?
The one big difference is the government can print money. So you don't have a risk of default at the end of the day if they want to print the money, but you have a risk of inflation as printing a lot of money devalues money.
You know, you're not a dove on debt. You worry about too much debt. Yet you raise the issue of the gap between rich and poor in America, see it as destabilizing, and think we got to deal with it.
That's right. Education, for example, spending money on educating the population well, making them work well, and so on. There are many areas in which there's a return on investment that is good for the vast majority of population. I believe in the power of putting capital in the hands of bright people who come up with new ideas. It's fabulous. But at the end of the day, it's got to work for most people. And so there are some structural things that could be done to make it work that way. History shows, and we understand, that when you have bad economic conditions like a debt problem, at the same time as you have a large polarity in wealth and values, you have a combustible combination.
I mean, one way that comes early to mind about addressing inequality is taxing wealthy people more and redistributing. Is that how you would do it?
Yes, particularly if that money is used for raising productivity. I'm not saying it all can be used that way. There's certainly need for social programs and the like. But I want to say that being more productive, such as education and those types of things, infrastructure, various things, so that the equal opportunity takes place, is a hell of a good investment.
Always good to talk to Ray Dalio, founder at Bridgewater Associates. Among his books, the most recent one, Principles for Dealing with the Changing World Order, Why Nations Succeed and Fail. Ray, always good to talk to you.
It's always good to talk with you, too.
The big market story of the morning is Saudi Arabia announcing a deeper cut in oil production in a bid to drive up prices, a million fewer barrels just in July for now. It's only Saudi Arabia cutting, not the rest of OPEC+. The country's oil minister called the extra cut the Saudi lollipop, implying this was an extra treat for oil producers saddled by droopy prices. It won't seem as sweet to drivers, who could see fill-ups getting more expensive, right? Crude oil is up 1.75% in New York to $73 a barrel. It is getting harder to buy a house in California. Allstate now says it's stopping the sale of new home insurance policies in the state, joining State Farm, which said it's leaving that market last week. These moves will put greater pressure on the state of California's last resort home insurance system for those who can't get normal private sector coverage. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that.
Both Allstate and State Farm say it's too hard to do business in the nation's most populous state as wildfires and building costs increase. State Farm was California's largest property insurer. Allstate was the fourth largest. All this echoes what's been happening in Florida. Most national carriers have pulled out there. The state now has a complicated system made up of small insurance companies. But after years of bad hurricanes, many of those insurers went out of business. Experts say allowing people to live in homes that are uninsured is unsustainable, and insurance rates have jumped in recent years after devastating fires and storms. Right now, the average Florida homeowner's annual insurance premium is $4,000. It's $1,300 in California, and an insurance crunch would likely force homeowners to pay more as the effects of climate change intensify. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Spending on construction of multifamily residential buildings went up 25% in April compared to a year ago. That's according to census data. But that surge in apartment construction could soon cool off, as Marketplace's Henry Epp explains.
New apartment projects tend to take about 2 years to build, and those under construction now faced supply chain issues and labor shortages, says Caitlin Shagrew-Walter with the National Multifamily Housing Council.
So it has taken quite a while for these units to make it through the pipeline.
And now there are fewer new projects coming up behind them.
Unfortunately, what's going on with interest rates and in the overall economy is making a lot of folks take a pause.
So now it just doesn't make as much economic sense to build an apartment complex from scratch. And other developers are scaling back their ambitions, like Jonah Richard, who's renovating a six-unit building in rural Vermont.
Instead of completely gutting everything down to the studs, maybe we're being a little bit more selective with what we leave and what we take out.
The drop in new buildings is starting to show up in the data, too. In April, the number of permits for housing projects with five or more units was down 23% compared to last year. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.